Rach, last night on The Bachelorette, it was Nathan who was evicted from the mansion.
Yeah, time for him to go.
Yeah, it was after he was confronted about talking about some of Ali's previous relationships.
I'm really upfront and I'm just going to say what I feel.
Absolutely,
and this
absolutely.
Is what I've heard. If you can't tell me honestly what's happened, then I don't think we can move on. So please tell me.
Okay. So there was, like, conversation about the rumours, obviously, that there was all of that. I was told that you went over to LA and then something happened. There was, I really don't want to go into detail.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Rumours.
I really don't.
The rumours,
okay.
Yeah.
But, like, I just said, like, this is what some people have said this, some people have said that.
Mm. Yeah, but why are you talking, like, really in a negative way towards me? I don't get it.
Not good for Nathan.
No, no. Not at all. But joining us on the line right now is Nathan. Good morning, mate.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Mate, I just felt bad for you last night watching The Bachelorette. Didn't you get ambushed?
I did a little bit. It's always funny, talking to the radio stations. It's always like, oh, I feel bad for you. Or like, no, you're in the wrong.
Oh, really?
Holding on to see what people say.
Yeah, well, no, Rach and I are on your side.
Yeah.
So you should be all right with this interview.
We're not going to attack you. Don't worry.
Thanks, guys.
And, look, it was all to do with what you allegedly said to some of the guys about what Ali had been getting up to. But as it turns out, what we've been understanding in recent days is that Ali actually did cheat on Grant.
Oh, that's I mean, that's what's coming out, and that's what's kind of, yeah, well, that's a thing. And I mean, the fact that I kind of heard that before everyone else, I don't know. You know,
yeah,
that's
just
why
unlucky.
The truth comes out in the end, and I'll tell you what, what's your thoughts on Charlie?
He's a very intense guy. He's pretty selfish. At times, you know, he always puts his best, you know, his best interest at heart. So, and that just shows.
This is how I see it, Nathan. He tries to portray himself as being like really noble, like a white knight type guy, but really he's being just bitchy
just annoying.
You know, dobbing on the boys.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, like, you know, realistically, I kept telling the guys this, is just go in there, focus on your time with Ali and instead of everyone else's time, and then you will truly know if it's a genuine connection that you're making with her and it's a genuine connection and you're actually the one for her. Because if you're getting people kicked off the show for you know, backstabbing or he said, she said, then you don't know if you were meant to be the one for her.
Yeah, it's not what you're there for.
So much bitchiness on the show from the guys. I've been amazed by it, really. What are your thoughts on Ali now, at this moment in time?
Look, Ali's a great chick at the end of the day. You know, we've all got a past, and that's the thing. Like, we were speaking about these rumours, and whether they're true or not, it's irrelevant. It's we've all got a past, and it really didn't change my opinion on her at all.
Yeah, well, look, Nathan, you seem like a pretty good, genuine guy to us. And have you had much luck in the love department since you left the show?
Mate, I'm still no good.
Still single and ready to mingle.
You and me, Nathan, we could be wingmen to each other.
Yeah, oh, God. Let's do it.
You're on. All right, Nathan, well, look, really appreciate the chat this morning, mate, and all the best in finding someone down the track, eh?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
See ya. Yeah.
Cheers.